All right, here we go. We're back with another Weekly Mint Sauce Chronicles. I hope everyone's in good health. Thanks for the nice comments. Can't get back to everybody, but we do try. We're very trying, in fact. Format is simple. We're trying to release 4 shows a month. Shows will be released every Saturday. There's no exact time, but normally from about 12 onwards. Members get the full podcast plus downloads. Non-member traitors get just part one. All new shows are released on Saturdays. Podcasts are always on sheepfan.co.uk, but we always put part one on Podomatic, and they distribute them to Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Google Podcasts, and Apple, and a few others as well. PayPal, I'm going to say this again, until end of September probably, and then we won't have to say it anymore. PayPal, when they turned us off last September, they glitched the system. So if you're looking at joining, if you joined annually last year, you won't be able to join annually again. It basically, the glitch basically means you can't rejoin on the same plan, which is annual. You can join monthly or quarterly though, but if you want to join annually or rejoin annually, I'll have to delete your account so you can start again. We've had a few interesting pictures. Somebody emailed us, I think, the other month. They were in Las Vegas with a sheep farm t-shirt on, playing blackjack or poker in a poker competition. And somebody just emailed me today with the long-sleeved sheep farm t-shirt. Barry, nice picture, mate. You could have done with a bit of Botox, I think, but other than that, nice. Bit of lip filler, possibly. Then it turned you to from he to she. They don't believe the Matrix compilation. I think we're up to number 10, the next one. Number 11. I'm probably going to do a global climate warming change one, I think, because that's pissing me off at the minute. The Second Summer of Love podcast we did with Mark Devlin, I know people have been asking, where's the third one? Well, I didn't put the third one on YouTube because of all the copyrights that were on there. There's quite a lot of copyrights on the other ones as well. I might actually take them down from YouTube, but they're all on the website and they're all on Podomatic, which again ships them out to Amazon, Spotify, Audible, Google, and Apple, and all the other ones. The next Huxley one, which I've been asked about, is episode 6, and it's Orwell's Bloodline, which is a very deep dive into the background of Orwell, which possibly will go on for over 2 hours. I would say it'd be nearer 3 hours personally, but there you go. It's a very concise dissemination, is that the right word? Dissect, whatever you want to call it, of his bloodlines and who he was connected to. And I could have actually gone deeper, which is even a bit more scary, but I've tried to keep it that. Bear in mind, these Huxley ones, we're up to episode 6, but these were going to be 3 episodes. So I've lost track now of where we need to get to. So I'm going to have a short break, a bit of a regather, and go again. We're going to be doing a few live shows in November, December. There's going to be one in Middlesbrough, I believe one in Huddersfield. These are penciled in, so don't email me with dates and stuff like that yet. I'll do that in next time we do a podcast. And possibly one in Buxton as well. So that's interesting. I'm not going to do any more. That's going to be it for the year. I don't want to do loads. I don't want to cause myself that much stress. I like the research and recording these podcasts with binocular nostrils here too much. That really is my chosen forte. I know Chris don't like doing it anyway, so he likes meeting people though. just like meeting people.
I just found a photo of another guy who's wearing one of our t-shirts in Bangkok.
Rob Crawford.
I didn't know where it was, but he was on Instagram. So right there. Shout out to Rob as well.
Cheers, Rob.
He's got a witch piss one on.
Witch piss? What witch piss are you drinking tonight?
Got a bottle of Malbec.
Malbec.
Premium Malbec. Someone bought me for me. It's a birthday one. So I've been going through my birthday wine. Everyone bought me a bottle of red wine.
Right. So they're just feeding your alcoholism.
Well, it says we're buying it, doesn't it?
I suppose
it
does,
it's slightly better quality.
What, than that shite you drink? that witch piss you normally buy?
No, actually, no. I don't buy that bad stuff.
Mouthwash.
Just getting sales.
Yeah, that watered-down Ribena. Alcoholic Ribena you buy. Yeah. I've been speaking to a chap from Over Hill in Lancashire. He owns a company called Iconic Pure Water, and their website is waterpurification.systems. All the W's, www. I hate saying that in a Yorkshire accent. Waterpurification.systems. They supply all house water systems. They supply 5-stage osmosis systems and many other things as well. Helps alkaline, ionise, and make your water hydrogen rich. Sounds very interesting. I'm looking forward to meeting him on Saturday, actually. As you know, I'm all into this all water. Chris has got a 5-stage osmosis system as well. Mm. And it'd be interesting. I think we're going to get him on, do an hour's podcast with him to explain after the summer, probably. We'll get him on to do a podcast, Chris, and talk about structured water. You'll be really interested in it.
Yeah.
Not just for drinking and showering or out like that. Not that you shower much, but there you go. I'm only joking there, by the way.
Mrs. would tell you different.
Yeah, yeah. If you're into growing, you've got your allotment and that, if you're into growing plants in your back garden and stuff, you need to have pure water. I mean, the water we're drinking is shite, innit? It is rubbish.
It's funny, innit, that if you read any gardening stuff, it tells you to leave the water out for 24 hours. Hmm. So a lot of the stuff dissolves.
I don't think that gets rid of estrogen, though.
No, it won't get rid of it. No, exactly. But, I mean, it's just interesting that they tell you to do that, even just on a basic level of watering your plants.
Yeah.
Without any knowledge or any conspiratorial thought behind it, they just say, leave it outside for 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's all right for you to drink, but don't put it on your plants.
Yeah. Till it's been aired for 24 hours. Yeah. Unless you're a farmer, then you can spray it with that.
Yeah. You should drink 2 litres of it straight from tap, but don't put it on
straight
your plants.
From tap. Fluoride, chlorine, estrogen.
Or put your goldfish in it.
Yeah. If you want bitch tits in 5 years, just drink 2 litres of water. There you go. We were talking in one of the podcasts. Michael Doolin emailed in saying Liz Early's son looks like cloning. We were talking about cloning. And cloning, I think it's one of the Matrix ones where I put a sheep cloning in there. Right. And she was saying Liz Early's son looks like he's a clone.
Why? A clone of who?
I don't know. I'm going to have to have a look at it now. But it's an interesting subject, cloning. Dolly the sheep and all that type of thing. And yeah, I might do something on that. I might start having a dig around cloning because it interests me massively.
Well, I would guess that they've done it for years, and I would guess that it's probably coming up into our forefront now with the old trans thing, wouldn't you?
Yes, 100%.
In some form or other, the Brave New World trans thing.
Brave New World Order trans. I mean, I don't know if you saw Ed from Out of Light's latest one. He probably didn't because he'd been working this morning, but he put a new one out. And it showed this tranny on a stage in Norwich, right? So you got a New Zealand lad talking about Norwich. This transvestite's on this big stage, and there's kids watching it. There's hung onto a fence in front of the stage, and people wrapped with rainbow flags and stuff like that. And he's dressed in like a white costume that looks like it's got blood on it. And he's miming to a song. And at the end of the song, gets a bag and starts throwing tampons into audience.
Right, why not?
But he's meant to be dressed as a period.
I mean, what is that? What even is that, though?
Well, what I don't understand is, so you've got a bloke who says he's really a woman, right? If he were really a woman, have you ever heard of any women advertising their monthly cycles?
No, it's just because it's almost like they keep it to themselves, don't they?
Why wouldn't you? Well, it's the one thing I wouldn't swap with a woman.
No. I saw two articles today. Funnily, I didn't make a note of them because I kind of couldn't be bothered, if I'm honest. But now you mention it, I'll bring it up. And it was one of them. I think was Starbucks or Costa Coffee, because they've done an advert or on a site, and it's got a picture of someone who's had a mastectomy on the advert.
It's nice, isn't it?
And there's, funnily enough, in the Mail Online, I saw two different adverts talking about the fact that you use someone with a mastectomy.
Right.
In two different, I can't remember what the other one. One was for, I think it was Starbucks. Oh, the other one's for Doc Martens, that's it. Doc Martens engulfed, putting their foot in it. Doc Martens engulfed in work storm after promoting boots that show a transgender person with breast removal scars on their chest. So at the exact same time, Doc Martens have brought one out, and so I think it was Starbucks or Costa, one or the other, I can't find that. At exactly the same time, putting on an advert. I mean, how many people do you know have had a mastectomy, facts? I don't know anybody. No. As far as I know. To be a transgender. And also, right under that, another article. I mean, another article underneath it. Transgender man, 22, gives birth to twins after going through 6 rounds of artificial insemination and with the sperm donor to fulfill his dream of having a biological baby.
Well, I'm going to make you sick now, and nobody can see this.
But what? That's a woman.
Yeah,
isn't it? End of story.
Yeah,
that's not a guy who's had a baby. It's a guy. No. It's a woman who possibly wants to be a guy who's also had two children.
Well, what gets me is
it's
that
not fair on women, is it? It's horrible. It's degrading.
It's confusing to everybody.
Well, it's confusing. It's degrading women because you're saying the one thing that they can do that man have never been able to do and never will be able to do is give birth, and we're hijacking it and saying
Well, they don't want anybody to give you having kids, do they? They want to control it. Just going to show you this, Chris. This is gender affirming surgery. If you want to go to anybody wants to look at this, it's called vaginoplasty. Yeah, and go to Wikipedia. On gender affirming surgery, male to female. All right.
I don't know if I want to see this. I know I make weird sculptures, but there is a limit.
There is a limit. You're right. Are you looking?
Yeah. I feel like I'm watching Jaws for the first time. When his head comes off that fucking boat. I didn't see that for about 10 years.
No.
I was so scared.
And that really, I mean, most of these people are incontinent as well, you know, that have that procedure, which is hardly surprising. They're incontinent. Obviously, there's no feeling there. They can't have sex anyway. Well, if they do, it's painful. And there's loads of other stuff that it causes problems with, like, I think, the digestive system and all sorts of stuff. Can't pee, like I said, can't pee properly, can't go to the toilet right. And they don't explain this to people. And it's something like 80% of the people that have all these problems. Most of them have some, but... What gets me as well is that nobody ever talks about, and I saw somebody sent me a video yesterday, forgotten who it was now. And the video showed a reporter from that Rebel News going onto a rugby union pitch. And it was somewhere in America, I believe, or Canada. I'll have to watch it again to know where it's from. But there were a guy playing rugby, and it was a women's rugby union game. And this guy just looked like me or you. Well, right, playing. Didn't have a wig on, wasn't going through any sort of change. Just walking around with shorts on, like, and it was only bloke there. And apparently he injured loads of women. Not in that game, in other games, and women have been complaining. And he's just walking around. Anyway, this guy who's interviewing at half-time goes up to him and says, do you think it's fair that you play rugby union with these women when you're a bloke? But we didn't actually say it like that in Yorkshire, but you know what I mean. Yeah. And he wouldn't answer the question. And a coach comes up to him and said, please don't talk to him and blah, blah, or talk to her, blah, 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 blah. Just looked like a bloke, right? A woman come up to him who were playing and said, you've no right to say he's not a woman. This is a young girl saying it. She's 20, 22. What are you a doctor? Can you, are you an expert in this?
Has he got a cock and a pair of bollocks? If he has, he's a fella.
Yes, exactly.
I don't care.
And this is the insanity. And do you know, my wife watched some. I showed her a video today on, I forget which one it was now. And she said they're all mad, aren't they? All these people and mad. But do you know what I said, Chris? And you'll like this, actually. I said, I remember reading one of your Batman magazines. And do you know when they opened Arkham Asylum up?
Mm.
It's like that, isn't it? it's like they've just opened Arkham Asylum up.
Yeah. And they're running the media.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to bash anyone, and if you've had some form of surgery, I hope it's made you happier, but you've got to understand, I mean...
I don't think they want to bash anybody. It's painful, apparently.
Some of it could be... You just don't know what's going on anymore, do you? I saw Keir Starmer say... he was, like, retracting that statement he said about what a woman is, and he said he's 99% sure. Why are you having these conversations?
Yeah, why are you even entertaining it?
Why have we not had these conversations forever? And now, for the last 10 years, it's been a massive talking point.
For 0.1% or 0.01% of a population. I mean, this isn't just a minority. This is a minority of a minority of a minority.
Well,
and we're not talking of gay people, are we?
And what are minorities used for? They're used for classic divide and conquer.
But I think there were a psychological thing. Psychologists that worked out that 95% of all people that have got transgender would have gone on to be gay.
Yeah.
Not transgender, but it's too late after they've had innit?
They've been propagandized and picked on. They've been victimized.
Yeah. Isn't it strange how the people like, say, the BBC and people like that who are pushing these agendas are saying they've been victimized, these people have been victimized, but in reality, they have been victimized, but they're victimized by the people, like always, who are saying that they're protecting them.
It's upside down ingenious, like the old Black Lives Matter bollocks. Mm. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because most people are good and they don't want to be victimizing a minority. But
yeah,
it's contrived. Mm. It's like that thing I always say about the amount of black people you see in adverts now.
I know.
So it went from zero, literally zero, in the 90s, 80s, to now, if you were to think who was in England, and I'm not saying this in a like a bloody racist sunreader kind of way, but if you were to watch TV now, you'd think everyone were a transgender black person or Asian person or whatever. And it's not a true reflection on society of England, is it?
No. And that's
and that's all it should be. People that's what it should
who
be.
Are mixed race themselves. I find it's that glaringly obvious.
But what happens is, if you think what that creates, it creates a guy who's maybe not even racist, just saying, oh, there's too many ethnics on TV.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to say it because he didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
But that's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Or anybody. That's what they're thinking. I mean, I'm saying it, but there's nothing wrong with saying that because it's true.
No.
And it's kind of wrong. Do we get more diversity? Fuck off. Do you know what I mean? Just stop it. Just stop it. And it turns, like the old Black Lives Matter thing, got people arguing about something that no one had argued about for years.
Yes.
Because a guy apparently died in America. That's horrible. And it should, but it doesn't have to turn into an international movement of nonsense, does it?
No.
The oil thing, like everything else, just a whole massive, everything just masses of nonsense.
Well, talking about that oil thing, I don't know if I mentioned this last time. Watching Cal Froch, somebody asked him a question. He's a boxer, Chris. He used to be a world champion boxer.
Right.
A super middleweight. And this guy asked him a question. He said, what would you do if a Stop Oil protester jumped in the ring with you and threw orange dust all over? He said, I'd line him up with the biggest right hook and I'd aim to decapitate the bastard. Go on. He actually said a few things in that interview, old Carl Froch. I was very impressed, actually. He's not really jumped deep down. Not that I'm gauging how deep you should jump down, but
I've never heard of him, but I don't really follow.
Because he asked him about if you could go to Mars, and he went, well, let's say Mars is out there. You know, so he's actually on that sort of page, and the climate bollocks and all the other stuff. So I'm sure he's on it with most of the things. But it was good to hear someone in the media actually questioning it all. So well done, Cal Froch. So, right. We're going to come to Jamie Foxx. I've pulled this to the top of the list. And there's never a day off in this clown world, is there, Chris? Johnny Fogg emailed, do these psychopaths ever have a day off? And no, I don't think they have a second off.
Well, I don't think these days, no. Definitely
I don't think there's a second that they have off. They're trying to control everything. And I say trying, I don't think they're actually quite managing to control every single thing. Because I think people like us are learning to live in it, not of it. And that's difficult for these people. And also, we're committed.
Well, we are committed. It's interesting to watch by flicking through the media or whatever, what has worked. And I said this thing before, that the pronoun thing hasn't worked, I don't think.
No.
I don't think people have bought it.
No. No matter how much they put it on football.
Mention it and say this and that. Yeah. No, I don't think anyone's buying. The track and trace nonsense, no one bought that, did they? No one, and they spent billions and no one bought it. No one's bought that one. But you don't realise these things because they just vanish, don't they, into the ether, you know?
Yes.
So
only to be brought back at some other later date when people have forgotten about it.
Those lunatics remember, but most people don't remember.
No. I mean, well, we're going to discuss some of that stuff later on. Jamie Foxx, Chris. A few people have emailed us, but you said it straight away that he'd made his last film he'd made. Go on.
They cloned Tyrone.
Right.
I tried to watch it last night. I thought I'd watch it for this show. And to be fair, I've been working breakfast, so I watched 20 minutes of it and I fell asleep. You know, and you wake up halfway through a film and you don't know what's going on. But I got excited because I couldn't wait to tell you this. The first shot of that film, I don't know if anyone's seen it or noticed. I mean, it's about cloning. And, you know, you said your first thought of Jamie Foxx was, is that him? And
that was my picture. The first
hang on a minute.
Yeah. You're talking of the first picture after he apparently spoke after he'd been disappeared for a few months. Yeah.
Yeah. And your first thought was, is that can't be? And I did as well, but we're going to think that out, well, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Anyway, then that same week, a film came out called They Cloned Tyrone. So I watched the first bit of it. But what was interesting, aside of, and I don't know if this comes into the film, but the first shot of that film, if anyone's seen it, it's on Netflix, is a camera pans back and it's a guy smiling, big smile on his face. And there's a big sign above him saying, keep him smiling. And then it says, drink Soma. Which is like a lemonade drink, which is Soma from Brave New World. It's spelled different. It's spelled S-O-M-A-A-H. But it's still Soma. I don't know if this comes into the film, which, if it doesn't, it's actually weirder. If it does...
What happens if it's that's changing him?
Well, it might be. I'll try and watch the rest of it. But to be fair, it looks a bit, I don't know.
Pathetic.
I might just skip through it and see what happens at the end. But, which, to me, 10 years ago, that would have been sacrilegious to do that, because I used to watch it. But... it's just interesting whether it's used in the film, and it's also interesting even if it's not, and it's just, it's still back to Huxley, isn't it, basically? Yes. And also the logo for the made up fizzy drink, it's also in the film, so I'm guessing it's got something to do with the plot. It's a lemon with a smile on its face, so it's like an acid house lemon, kind of. It's still the same colour, the same yellow that we've discussed in the Aldous Huxley stuff. I just thought it was interesting.
I came across that Soma name in the Orwell research as well. One of his relations married an Indonesian woman called Soma.
Right. Yeah, odd.
Yeah. Which I'll talk about next time. Also, when I was coming through customs, I don't know if you can see that. You might see it when you've been away.
I can't. He's too small for that. I can't see that. Hang on a minute.
It's a blue smiley face.
Yeah.
It's a blue smiley face, and it says, this is coming through customs at Manchester Airport. Thank you for treating officers with respect. No excuse for abuse. It's a criminal offence to verbally or physically abuse Border Force officers.
Well... isn't it funny that they use that everywhere now? I rang up my bank.
One smiley face.
And that they immediately say, don't abuse anyone. They're almost preempting the fact that they're going to get abused.
Yeah.
Are they getting that much abuse? I don't know.
Well, it depends what you class as abuse, because if you actually disagree with somebody now, they class that as abuse.
Yeah.
It's abusive language by disagreeing, but... Yeah, back to this Jamie Foxx stuff. We're going to come to that, actually, in a bit. There's another part that I want to discuss on that abuse stuff. The Jamie Foxx stuff. So he had them two pictures. One had really light skin, and Jamie Foxx was really dark-skinned. Again, these oddities. So it looks like a different guy. Or it looks like he's lost certainly a lot of weight anyway, let's just say that. And he's making a film about cloning. Are these signs, Chris?
I don't know. Or is he just put out to make us nut jobs talk about it? I don't know. Very odd. Ooh. I mean, regardless of how it happened or why it happened, I mean, that looks like him. He just looks skinnier and paler.
Yeah. But why would he look that paler? But anyway. You went to a museum the other day and saw a few skeletons. Well,
they've opened a museum. Well, they opened it in 2018. I didn't even know about it. My mate told me about it. In Cambridge, it's like a, what do you call it? Attenborough. It's like a miniature naturalistic museum.
Right.
And I said to you, I'm going to take my camera just to... No, I was just interested in the dino bone thing, you know, the whether they're... Anyway, long story short, I went in there and I was looking at the dinosaur bones. Every one of them said replica. I mean, you could say that, fair enough, why would they put the real ones out there? Because they're worth too much.
Yeah.
But every one of them's a replica. Every dino bone you've seen is probably a replica. I mean, and initially they said they couldn't get the dinosaur bones out because they were radioactive, I believe. And now it's just that they're too precious and fragile. But I mean, I make castings and moldings. That's what I do in my little weird sculpture shed. And they've gone to a lot of trouble because they've molded it and then they've painted it to look like a fossil or whatever it is. But it's not real.
Mm.
And they look real. And also what I noticed is, which is quite interesting, you've got all these, you know, amazing bone structures of like walruses and hippos, which look very dramatic, you know, very big and dramatic. So they're all scattered around, and whales and all sorts. And in the middle of them, there's some replica dinosaur bones put in there just to make them authentic looking. But then you look at the little card and it says replica. It says replica or casting on every one of them. I checked all of them.
But replica means it's been copied off an original.
Yeah, exactly. It's a casting.
But it's not nonsense, is it? In it? Because they're not replicas, because you've got to have the original for it to be a replica.
Well, to be fair,
it could actually be a replica of a replica, is what I'm trying to say.
It could be a replica of a sculpture. Didn't tell you what it's a replica of.
No.
It's got very replica clever in the corner, and then it's got a lot of blurb as to what they suspect it was.
Yeah.
And some of them openly admit and say they've never found a full skeleton. They've never found this. But yeah, they've got the full skeleton. So someone's made it up.
Yeah. Somebody's invented what it looked like. Again, another Huxley win, because he was part of all that inventing dinosaurs. You know, he invented some of the flying dinosaurs, did Thomas Huxley, the grandfather of Aldous and Sir Julian.
Do you think part of the dinosaur bullshit story was to cover up real giants?
Possibly, yeah.
I believe real giants walked. Mm. I've got a good book here, actually. I'll give it a plug.
We've got a few, haven't we?
Well, I've got one by Jim Vieira and Hugh Newman. Hugh Newman's an English guy. Jim Vieira's an American guy. I think I've got that the right way around. I've got a book by them called Giants on Record.
Right.
And they basically take a lot of the old accounts and newspaper stuff from America. Like in the early 1900s, late 1800s, they were finding finding these bones everywhere.
Yeah.
And then the Smithsonian were taking them away and they were never seen again. But the records, almost to like a mundane level, the records of and finding these bones in these mounds, it's unbelievable. Same story every time. We found a 7 foot, 8 foot thing, and someone took it away, never saw it again. They always say the same thing. The jaw could fit over a man's head, two rows of teeth, red hair. I mean, whether you believe it or not, I find that stuff fascinating. I do. I really do.
Yes, I do.
But then say it is true, or say it is being covered up. What's the reason? Is that to cover up the biblical story of giant, or why would you want to cover it up so bad?
Well, we know why, don't we?
Why?
They don't want reality. They don't want anybody to know what the real history is, do they?
But giants are in every corner of mythology, everywhere in the world.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I bet they didn't call it mythology in Greek times.
Well,
it's only called mythology in modern times.
Yeah, to them it was. I mean, there's got to be some truth in it. I don't know. I just find that stuff fascinating. I find stuff like
I find it fascinating.
I find the
cryptoid
stuff fascinating. Creatures that we don't know about. I find it all very interesting.
Yeah.
Whether it's true or not, who knows?
So somebody I know who's a nurse were telling me, going back to 2020, I suppose, her friend who's a practice manager at a doctor's surgery confessed stroke, admitted that during 2020 to her, while they were having a coffee, that they were filling out death certificates as DIVOC for all deaths, not a few, all deaths, and the doctors were being paid £40 a death certificate. And it sounded like she said it sounded like sort of like a confession that she was sad to be, you know, pissed off to be part of the cover-up that was. And it reminded me very much of, you know, when you see atrocities and people have been part of it but didn't really want to be part of it, but they kept their mouth shut and then 2 years have gone on, it's too late, they are part of it type of thing.
Well, that's like the base of the coercion, isn't it? Before they coerced us.
Yeah.
Coerced the doctors and the nurses or whoever.
But why would they have to pay them £40, right, to do what they should do legally?
If it was all legitimate, nobody should be getting any money at all.
No, I heard John Campbell, right, in his Redemption broadcast. Mm. I heard him had a video of Bill Gates on, and Bill Gates was, it's an old video, and Bill Gates were basically saying that the Omicron variant is doing the job of the booster vaccines by increasing T cells and blah blah blah. Yeah. It's bollocks, right? Right. And I didn't listen to the full thing of John Campbell's. I still struggle, but I respect him for changing his point of view. However, Omicron were bollocks. Omicron didn't exist. There is no. Right, the first test, the PCR test, was nonsense. There is no Omicron test. There isn't one. Yeah. There isn't a variant test.
About Delta.
I don't know. The only way they knew, the only way they said it was a variant was because of symptoms. Oh, them symptoms were included. Right, we'll add that. That's a new variant. Anybody could do that.
I mean,
my left toe's hurting. Oh, that's a different variant. That's left toe variant.
Do you have to even be half smart to realise that old variant thing were bollocks? Even if you believed in the original bollocks?
No.
How can you... Oh, we've found... what are you on about?
No.
it's insane.
I mean, the variants, if anything, were caused by vaccine damage. I had somebody speak to me the other day. Somebody who's close to them, they're no energy, hands and feet, they keep swelling up, going odd shapes as well. Adult tests, can't find anything wrong. They actually asked if it was gibbery pokery damage.
Right.
And apparently they said they don't know. So they actually said, they didn't say no, they said they don't know. Because there's no test, is there? There's no test for jab damage, and there's no test for variant damage or COVID. There is no test. Once you can test it, a can of Red Bull and it tests positive, the test's shit.
It's game over. Yeah.
The test is shit. Anybody with a fucking brain cell knows that. I'm sorry, but you know that test is nonsense. So,
but going back to what you just said about them getting £40 per death certificate, and then X amount of money per jibber jabbery pokery. You've bought their silence. So yes. When they say to them, do you think it's jibber jabs? And they say, I don't know. So don't know is probably about as positive an answer you're going to get. For them to say yes is basically saying, I did that to you.
Yeah,
I'm part of that situation. It's evil genius when you think about it. It's evil genius because you've coerced people's silence with money.
Yes.
Yeah. And probably some of them, I'm guessing, no, I'm hoping. Some of them think it's all nonsense now, but they've been paid. They've already been paid.
Right, yeah.
So is it too late? It's too late then, isn't it? So unless you go full on, my ego's out the window, I'll say whatever, I don't care.
So I'm not saying all these people have passed away, but the average, this is in 2018, right? The average GP, fully qualified GP, the number of patients is around about 2,200 each.
Mm.
Right. Now, they obviously hadn't all passed away. But they were getting 30, 40 quid for a jab as well.
I think it's 15.
That's the... I think that's the Kung Flu.
All right.
I think they were on that. And they were on a retro bonus as well, which meant if you hit a certain target, same with death certs, you got an extra bonus. It's like being in Glengarry Glen Cross.
I remember, I think it was...
in it?
I think it was 15...
Coffees for closers.
Yeah, coffees for closers. I can't remember what the numbers were.
Coffins for closers.
I thought it was 15 quid, but I think they put it up for the booster.
Yeah.
If I remember rightly, that might be wrong.
Anyway, they were getting paid for it, and if they've got 2,000 people and 80% of them got jabbed, so let's just say it's 1,800 times 20 quid. That's the bonus. And they're having them multiple times a year.
Mm.
And I struggle with any doctor who's handing these things out. Even the death certificates, you could say, well, these people have passed away, so it doesn't really matter anymore. what it says on the death certificate. You could say that if you're a doctor. You could probably say, 40 quid, you know, I don't know how many people are signed off.
But my question would be, why? Why are you giving me money to do that?
Well, that would be my question.
That'd be the alarm bell for me.
No, because I'm lying. That'd be my next one. Yeah. Two, I'm going against my profession. Because that's not true. You could come up with, but I suppose anybody else.
But then I suppose you could be convinced on the fact of, yeah, but the country's going to crumble. You need to help us out. You could fall for that, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could fall for that if you're a moron. Yeah, and there are plenty of them.
40 quid a pop.
My father-in-law's neighbour is a doctor. And I've mentioned him before. I say, how's Harold Shipman getting on? Oh, don't call him that. He's religious, this guy, as well. I forget what religion he is. Very religious. If he knew of calling him that, apparently he'd start crying.
Is he the one who got his roof done?
Yeah. And his whole house, Chris.
Right.
His whole house.
Might as well,
40 quid, 40 quid a pop and whatever, 25 quid a pop for a three-dart finish. Why not?
Nice. Well, I could barely work. I didn't get any furlough because I was self-employed.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But he's signing death certificates off at 40 quid and didn't even go into seat body. And there's no test. He can just sign it off. What's it? Falling off a ladder, COVID.
Genius.
Yeah, genius. Genius. But they're still dropping like flies. And I know I'm speaking to the converted. Does anybody really, and I've been generalising in this when I say this, does anybody really believe the government's Office of National Statistics figures now, even if they're saying it's 9% above the 5-year average? I mean, we can't even believe that now. We can't believe it.
Because
from what I'm hearing, it's higher than that.
But even if you go with that, that's very high, isn't it?
Of course it's high. In summer it is.
Well, it was up to 20% fine from their statistics. Now it's down to 9.
No, it's not. Right, in summer it always drops. Winter, yeah,
I think it was at the highest in July last year.
No, it was highest during winter.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you think, all you need is 5 years of this.
I know.
And then you're back to zero.
Can going back to your evil genius thing, can you imagine, right, the clinking of glasses of what's going on? These people are... And I also think there's a lot of people losing the shit as well, Chris. There's a lot of people...
Way?
Going back to the trannies where they've opened Arkham Asylum up, a lot of people, mentally, they're breaking down. I think that's a big change that I'm seeing. People are breaking down. Angry, whether that's from a financial thing, but all of this pressure is causing this. But if you've been jabbed with these three dart finishers and more, and all this toxicity in the system, it's going to create behavioural issues.
In what way do you mean?
Well, any just as in the different people, these people are, for argument's sake, a lady pulled out on me the other day, right? And I just looked at her. I didn't sort of start saying whatever. Just looked at her, smiled, because I can't bother getting in her. And she's sticking twos up at me. She's like a 60-year-old woman, you know what I mean? With a grandchild outside of her, like it were my fault. It's like, what? But I'm meaning stuff like, daft stuff like this.
Exaggerated road rage.
Yeah. From people who don't normally have road rage. But another tennis star, Yibing Wu, collapsed at the City Bank Open.
She's from Lancashire,
BC. Pardon? Yeah, this guy. No, it's a guy.
All right.
After breathing problems at Wimbledon a few weeks ago, same person. James Campbell, local guy. I've got this. Zamo sent me this, Jacko. Local lad, selfless Elland man. Elland is near where we, not far from where I live, who cared for everyone after sudden death, aged 37. You're seeing these types of things constantly in local press, you know. And then the Daily Mail, going back to that basketball player whose son had a Brony James, who had a problem. The Daily Mail wrote this massive piece. What is the truth about COVID vaccines and myocarditis? What is the truth, Chris? I mean, the truth is that it's openly admitted that it's a side effect of the vaccine. So That's the truth. There didn't have to be any more truth because there's an open admission that it causes myocarditis.
Only mild, though, Fi.
Ah, mild inflammation of the heart.
Yeah. On a muscle that can't repair itself. I just learned. Well, I did know this, but I relearned this the other day. So our doctor's talking about it. The heart can't regain its tissue or the brain. But then, so you can't have a, there's no such thing as a mild version because once your heart is scarred, it's scarred and you can't regenerate.
No. That's it. The truth, it says, the truth about myocarditis and COVID vaccines. After Bronny James, cardiac arrest, and Elon Musk pushing anti-vax theory, leading doctors insist jabs are not to blame. First, the anti-vaxxers jumped on Christian Eriksen, alleging the COVID vaccines were to blame when the Danish footballer suffered a cardiac arrest at the Euro 2020.
Was that the first guy to...
He was the first guy who did it live on telly at first game, didn't he?
I remember that, yeah. Jeez.
It was blatantly obvious that these guys had had the jabs because they couldn't go to Euros.
At that point, couldn't
they? Yeah. Then less than 12 months later, they claimed Pfizer's clot shot was behind Australian cricket icon Shane Warne's sudden heart-related death. And when NFL safety Damar Hayland suffered cardiac arrest during the Buffalo Bills match in January, so-called truthers brandished it the icing on their COVID conspiracy cake. Now, I think they've just answered their own question here. They've just reeled off four people, right? So, Daily Snail, what I want you to go back in history, bring me four people within that time period, right? Only four. Yeah. There's been about 40, right? If not hundreds, 400 or 4,000 sports people who've keeled over. Bring me four people who had heart conditions within that same period before this nonsense.
2018 or 19.
Yeah. Of known. These people were known. They were stars, these people. I mean, you might not know them, and I didn't know them all. I don't watch NFL. But I know who Shane Warne is. I know who Christian Eriksen is.
Yeah, but also even from my point of view, who don't know any of them, you can see that they were famous because everyone chats about the fact they get so much attention when something happens to them.
Yes. Yeah. So if it's not the jabs, what is it? Right, there's only two things knowingly. There might be something else that's going on. More spraying of different stuff, CERN starting up. 5G and the vaccines. They're the two things.
No, and it's been the hottest year on record for 12,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
Could be that.
I forgot about that, Chris.
Yeah. You always got to bear that in mind. It's always got to be floating at the back of your head.
Yeah.
It's hotter than it's ever been, ever. Even though it's pissing it down, but it's hotter than it's ever been. I think that is the universe throwing an FU right back. Yeah.
Well, all it's done here is piss down.
Yeah.
I'm growing gills and webbed feet.
Yeah. No, but we're missing it for some reason that a graph can tell you.
I saw a story the other day, right? We're going to come on to global climate warming change in a bit further down, but... Further down the little bullet point.
That was another thing as well, Fire, quickly. I think, was it in that article or was it another one I might have sent you? I can't remember. But he actually had a graph. And it showed
that... graphs, don't you?
It showed that the heart thing had gone down. It peaked in 2019. Then dropped.
It's gone down. It's dropped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to come. According to the Daily Mail, the ONS data shows rates of cardiovascular deaths in men in England in overtime. Over time, the rates in younger men spiked in 2020 before the jabs were dished out.
Yeah,
that dished was out. Right. Yeah. Then generally returned to pre-pandemic normal.
But that can't be true.
Well, it isn't true. We know it's not true, Chris. Hence why deaths are, even on their figures, ONS's figures are 9% above what they're all passing away from. Since cardiovascular disease is the biggest killer.
They've also said before in the Daily Mail that they've gone up and now they're saying they haven't. Because they've made a graph.
Exactly, Chris. You know, that's what happens with these stories. They have these stories that they mix up and nobody knows what the truth is.
Yeah, just total confusion.
Total confusion. Do you know, yesterday I was watching something. You know, I like looking at super yachts and stuff when I go on holiday. I walk around harbours and that and look at them and dream. And don't ask me why. They look very relaxing. You can just hide away on one of them things.
Yeah.
Anyway, there were a yacht that popped up on YouTube. That are watching called Utopia 4. 63 metres it is. Massive thing. Delivered in 2018. Anyway, the wife of, ironically, actually about a year or so ago, it ran into a small tanker, Tropic Breeze, and sunk it. But anyway, that's another story. The wife of the owner was doing a walkthrough in 2018, just as it had been launched. And she's called Lauren Ridinger. Her husband was J.R. Ridinger. Right name, that. He's called James Howard Ridinger. And they were or are worth $500 million.
Nice.
Right? J.R. Ridinger died unexpectedly in August 2022 at the age of 63. He died after suffering a pulmonary embolism while on board his yacht in Croatia. They were fully vaccinated, and his wife is in the Miami Herald, I think it was, fully Moderna vaccinated, Miami businesswoman, diagnosed with breakthrough COVID. So this was before this guy passed away. Breakthrough COVID after being fully vaccinated with Moderna. Breakthrough COVID was, obviously, it broke through the vaccines. The new variant.
They must have Omicron. Just missed out on that 10% because they were 95% effective. They must have just been in that 5% bracket though.
Yeah, she must have been. After being fully vaccinated with Moderna. Moderna. But what I look at is, do you know the batches, the different batches, the three different batches that were probably saline, less strong, super strength type of thing. Even it shows that not all these people, even the moneyed. So this is why I keep saying that people, the peasants of the world, don't think just because you've got 9 to 5 or you've had a good little business or you've had a big business that you're escaped all this. We're still peasants. The people that sit around the top table don't view him who's worth 500 million as anything special than his super yacht. You know,
and I mean, also he's not been pulled into the club. No, even though he probably thinks he has.
Yeah, and also these people are just as fucking stupid as everybody else.
Well, intelligence doesn't equal money. I'm sorry.
Well, it equals a certain intelligence to make money, but not intelligence to see what's going on. Whatever it is.
Intelligence and education does not equal... money and education does not equal intelligence, I'm afraid.
No.
I mean, we've all heard that story when someone goes, he's academic, but not very street smart.
Yeah. So but I've seen people who are street smart who are lining up for jab as well.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, you know, yeah,
Snoop
exactly.
Dogg's street smart, Chris.
Hey? You are?
Snoop Dogg, he's street smart.
No, but it's interesting. It is interesting because, yeah.
So he didn't escape the, you know, were it just a lucky dip? I mean, certain people, they got saline to have a video taken. But these other people, you know, she got long COVID or breakthrough COVID, whatever you want to call the nonsense. And this poor guy, died on his yacht.
Yeah, 63. 13 years older than me.
Yeah.
500 million, 13 years older than me. Yeah.
So somebody were telling me, one of his mates must have said to his wife, they were in bed, said to his wife, I'm just going to nip down, I forgot to put something outside. Anyway, she fell asleep. She got up in the morning, found him downstairs.
Who was that for?
Just somebody I know.
Dead?
Yeah.
So she slept the whole night, not wondering
why. Yeah. Well, she was asleep, wasn't she?
All right.
She'd gone to sleep.
It's funny because I just thought about this. The word bad batch has come up now recently. And you know, there's a film called Bad Batch, and I saw it on, I think it's on Netflix.
Right.
I think it's like, I've not watched it, like a horror film. And also Star Wars released a little animated series called The Bad Batch.
Right.
It's not a word that's bandied around a lot, is it? The Bad Batch.
No, we're not talking about a bad batch of yoghurts here, are we?
It is recent.
We're talking a bad batch of something that's killing people.
But that sentence I've never used or needed to use it, and all of a sudden it's around. And there's a film about it.
Well, I've got to say, their evil plan of their evil geniuses is working, isn't it? Because not only are they knocking people off, people aren't even realising to say anything about it.
It's not on TV, Fife. It's not on TV. It's not happening.
Yeah.
The be all and end all. If it's not on TV, it ain't happening.
Global climate warming change. FPV Angel, who we need to set up a podcast with, because they can only do, I'm sure they said they can only do it at, after 10 o'clock, so it might be night shift that we do, because they do some, FPV Angel on YouTube does some fantastic stuff. It goes on for about, well, it's 24 hours, a live stream, and just constant.
To be honest, I'm not very familiar with him, Fat. I've listened to a bit of it, because you've told me to.
Yeah.
But, what's his premise?
If I'm snivelling, by the way, my sinuses have blown up, so I apologise. You what?
What do they talk about mainly?
Well, basically, where rainbows come from and things like this. Really interesting stuff.
Yeah,
but anyway, he commented on climate change on one of them Matrix videos I put on. We are going into a cooling period. The 400-year reset we decoded that follows the Maunder minimum. The previous one was in the 1600s reset. The pandemic of the time was the Black Death. Interesting. Mm. They are lying about the causes and using it to further their agenda, which means removing as many of us as possible, as they are going to lie to future generations they put those lights into the sky. You are witnessing what is really putting those lights into the sky. The sun, the sun's halo configuration shows you. They've been taking real food off the menu since they conned us or rigged it into joining the EU. They can't ever get out of Brexit because it's something they helped create. This has been going on a long time, and they are building back better. The Roman Empire. Interesting take on it. And I'd say there's a multitude of truths in that statement there.
And also, was it 1666 with the Fire of London?
Yes.
So you have a reset in 1600, then 1660 is just...
Well, he said 1600s reset.
1600. Well, yeah. Well, even say, well, yeah, 1600. But part of that reset, I think, was the Fire of London, which basically... Yes. You know, like in the American version where all these cities had fires.
Yeah. Gentrification type fires.
You basically scorched earth in it, and then you can start again.
Whacked everybody. Weird, Chris. There's loads of fires happening, isn't there?
Hmm.
For the last 10 years. Strange, that.
Scorched earth.
Yeah. So, talking of global climate warming change, the clowns that they use are sports personalities and entertainers. And I saw this interesting Sky Sports interview with a footballer called Theo Walcott. I'm going to play this video just for, I think it's about 2 minutes. I've just edited it down, just to give us a bit of a breather. Here we go.
Climate action is getting seriously competitive down on the south coast.
Recycle Right, you have scored one green goal.
I think we want to compete against people from other teams, but also from our own team. We sort of want to be that representative from Southampton that sort of is in all the glory.
It's all about trying to be more sustainable for yourself and for your club. It's all about bringing that green footprint and Southampton using their influence to try and make some greater change overall.
This is a competition getting fans to take on planet-protecting activities, to score green goals and win great prizes.
It's invigorated me to use my car a bit less, to try and cycle more, to use the train more, to walk more, to work into the shops, and just to try and reduce my carbon footprint for myself and for the people around me.
And if the planet is under threat, so is everything on it, including football.
I don't know if you know this, but there's research which has projected that a number of football clubs, their grounds will be either regularly flooded or completely underwater by 2050. And one of the four clubs in the Premier League that would be affected is Southampton.
Or being on the coast. Yeah.
Because where you are, yeah.
Do you know what? I didn't know that. Mm. Didn't know that. That's scary because that's not far at all.
Mm. Less than 30 years' time.
That's really shocked me, to be honest. That's, if that doesn't shock anyone, shocked me right now, if that doesn't really wake everyone up, I don't know what will.
Well, it's woke me up.
Yeah, you saying them words, if I didn't work everybody up, I don't know what will.
I don't know what's going to wake everybody up.
You said a bunch of words that you've got no proof for.
That massive football ground in Southampton, it's
gonna be underwater.
About 100 foot high, will be underwater.
Do you know, now you've just said that, you've woke me up. Man. If I don't wake everybody up, I don't know what will.
No.
Just because you just said a bunch of words.
But it's all right, because that kid's stopping using his car, and he's going on his bike now. He's walking more. Yeah. He's doing it for me. He's doing it for everybody. He's doing it for
me. Thanks. Yeah. Well, I did catch a train to Yorkshire when you did your thing. When we did that thing in up north. Yeah. And
it took you about 3 days.
100 quid took about 3 days to get there. I'd have been better going on a fucking plane with a load of chickens on it.
But that type of nonsense there. You know, it's the date they use, 2050, right? All right, it's been manning around a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a date by then. Yeah.
But so we won't be here by then. We won't be here. Gone.
No.
Yeah.
And even if that kid is still there, he will have forgotten that he did that interview.
Forrest Gump.
Just constantly, he was a bit gumpy, wasn't he? Yeah. Just constantly regurgitating the same shit. But it's worse than that, though, Fatty, because you can't even remember 3 years, because we've been going to moon again for the last 3 years in the future since I was a kid. But it never seems to happen, does it?
Doesn't it?
And the last thing they did was send a load of mannequins around it. So.
Sure, that one Anakin.
So you've got a lot of Anakin mannequins.
The mannequin. Yeah.
And fucking Elon Musk car floating around moon, but they can't seem to get a human there.
Hey, don't. But they did it in 60s. Truther, Elon Musk, even though he had alt jabs.
Yeah.
And he got side effects. Now he's did a it? Truther.
What were side effects?
I don't know. Wig. A massive forehead.
He's got a little robot outside of his head.
Yeah. His shares increasing in value. Turning into a being worth 200 billion. That's what side effect he had. Yeah. I noticed he's not giving any. He hasn't come out and said, I'm going to help vaccine damaged people.
Or resilient.
He's a truther, anti vaxxer. The icing on the truther conspiracy cake.
Yeah,
anyway, temperatures in Rome, as we've heard, somebody said it to me today, and I went, are you having a. Where do you hear that?
Are
temperatures in Rome hit 41.8 degrees centigrade. Record.
How much is it usually?
40, just normal 40. Summer, innit? Just normal. this one a few weeks ago, I've got to say. But none of it were true. They also said that COVID-style protocols were rolled out for the heat wave. In reality, a maximum recorded temperature in Rome was 40 degrees, which isn't unusual at all. And they also take a lot of these temperatures. They never tell you where they take the temperatures. They have them on runways.
Hmm.
What temperature is just
ass.
As that A380 is taking off? Yeah, so they reported COVID style protocols, but there's no evidence of this apparently anywhere. So, like lockdowns where people couldn't go out and what have you. So, they tried to associate it with Italy, COVID, lockdowns, same thing. It said Italian emergency rooms have been ordered to activate heat codes. Where specialist teams of staff, they're obviously in like ice suits.
like Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, Mr. Freeze has been let out of Arkham Asylum. Deployed to deal with patients whose symptoms are being exasperated by the heat.
Right.
Flame on. The system was last used in the coronavirus pandemic.
Right.
I suppose if people somebody had a flu and they were burning up, I suppose you could count that as a. Yeah.
I can't get my head around how people survive in Africa and Dubai and places like that. I just don't.
No.
I don't know how have they coped for all these centuries.
Well, I don't know anybody
just living a normal life.
Anybody think Rome were like being in Chronicles of Riddick, weren't they? You're gonna have them thick welding glasses on.
Run away from the sun, hiding
in shadows.
Yeah, just set on fire.
We're living in. All I need is like that, and then somebody throwing tampons at me.
and a bloke giving birth to twins.
Can you imagine going back 50 years, right? Somebody on a stage, a bloke dressed as a woman that clearly looks like a bloke, looks like an odd carrier from Grimsby, right? He's dressed as a woman, and he's throwing tampons at people. Can you imagine that going down in Barnsley?
Get sucker punched.
Can you imagine that going down in Barnsley? Family-friendly kids' day out.
Yeah.
Jesus. Have you noticed the weather charts as well? That they're using bright red, and it goes from bright red to pink.
Just to black.
To yellow, right? Yeah. Even the sea.
Yeah.
Even the sea's bright red.
No, but seas are boiling, fat.
The seas are boiling. The skies are boiling. Seas are boiling.
Oh, God told us that ages ago.
Yeah.
You need to wake up and smell the boiling water.
UN guy told us that. Gutierrez as well. Gutierrez told us that the skies are boiling.
Thunderbird's house is burning down. Skies are boiling. Seas are boiling. Oh, fucking hell. It's just a nightmare.
Yeah. I wish somebody would tell Sky here that it's boiling.
Just hang on a minute. Let me just look outside.
Nothing's really happening.
Fuck all's
happening. Car's not on fire. Yeah. Car's not on fire. Nothing's happening.
Maybe they started making cars out of the same material Elon Musk was, one that he launched into space. That's why the paint's not blistering off the top of your car.
What, Tupperware? The Canadian fires earlier this year proven to be arson. Greek fires, Greek authorities on roads are saying it's arson. Italian fires, arson. They're not reporting this out in papers, or they want to make it look like it's global climate warming change. You see that video where the BBC Now have released a video from a drone, apparently from the Italian police, of a guy on a motorbike driving up by the fires, right? Stopped his bike, put it down. He's a suspect, apparently, Chris, is a suspect. Do you know, it does get a little boring, doesn't it? Where's Mariana Spring trying to find this stuff out? Where at fact-checking, truth-checking, checkers? Checkers plays pop. Where are they?
She'll fact-check the fact that the authorities said it was arson and say it wasn't because we know.
Fact-checked it, that it wasn't arson because that guy on that motorbike were actually an innocent bystander.
That newsreader is a lying bastard.
Yeah, he just happened to be there when that police drone were there before the fire started. Why would a police drone there in the first place? Because the fire, when it showed the fire, it were like somebody just lit a fire. Two fires, sorry, in two different places. Yeah. Drone spots suspected wildfire arsonist. A man, this is on the BBC, a man has been detained after he was spotted by a drone near a recently started wildfire in Calabria, Italy. Now, that's nonsense, that. How they've just... When you watch the video, right, honestly, the fire isn't as big as that cup. And he's riding off in his motorbike. So, it wasn't a wildfire. Have you seen how they wrote it?
Yeah.
After he was spotted by a drone near a recently started wildfire.
So, you're saying
a wildfire. I could have put my foot on it and it'd have gone out.
Did I bring this up before fire? In Cambridge last summer, this was before they really went to town with the global climate warming bollocks last year. And I was cycling home from work and near the Mill Pond in Cambridge, and there was fire engines everywhere. And I thought, oh my God, what's happened?
Yeah, I remember you saying.
I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but I followed it through the Mill Pond to see what was happening. And there was a log just burning. Just a log, one log,
right,
on fire. And there was two fire engines and loads of fire guys going through there to... And I wonder, were they trying to start some kind of bushfire? And it didn't work.
Right.
Or was it over... It could have been just overreaction, I don't know. But at the time, I thought, that is really weird that, you know... And it was before they really went on about July getting to be the hottest. I can't remember when it was exactly. But I just thought it was odd at the time. I thought, why have all these fire engines turned up and, you know, guys with bloody axes and stuff going out? And it was just for drama. There was just a log burning. Like someone had lit a barbecue. And it, I don't know. But there was no grass on fire or anything. It wasn't like it was spreading. It was just,
I just think everything now is an overreaction on everything, Chris. That's what they do. Either an underreaction if you want something done, or an overreaction if they want to make a statement. The footage was released, this video of this drone, by authorities in the region who said a number of recent wildfires were the result of arson. So this is the BBC reporting on it. So they've already been a little bit evasive, saying it was near a wildfire. When it wasn't a wildfire, it was a little start of a fire, right? And they don't go back and say, we fact-checked the authorities and they're lying. They've said the footage was released by authorities in the region who said not it was truth or fact. And this is how they report. This is how the modern Arkham Asylum press media report stuff. It's like the Joker's writing the news stories, isn't it? Just insane. Anyway, another story, BBC story. Man bought private jet borrowed council money. A businessman cheated a council out of tens of millions of pounds and went on a spending spree with cash, an investigation has discovered. Leaked documents reveal how Liam Kavanagh used Thurrock Council's money to buy luxury goods, including a yacht and a private jet. The council has been made effectively bankrupt after investing $655 million in Mr. Kavanagh's solar farm business.
So Kavanagh, genius,
mate. What this actually means is that poor people of Thurrock were going to have to pay increased council tax, no doubt. But what this actually means is that, like, councils now can invest in private companies like NGOs do, i.e. like Cancer Research does with biotech companies and vaccine companies and things like that, that then go on to make money. Now, obviously, this hasn't made money, it's lost money. And this guy's probably taking the piss out of them. And I think his accountant said he's done nothing wrong. The cat says he's done something wrong because they've probably put it into a limited company.
Well, he's just following the government business model.
Yeah. If they're not shareholders in that limited company and they've just loaned him the money, there's nothing they can do. And this is, again, the madness of all this stuff. Just like the PPE, you know, I read a story the other day. There's literally millions and millions of pounds worth of PPE still in China that the British government's bought.
Just someone filling someone else's pockets.
Yeah. All these plastic masks that are now floating around in the sea, no doubt, and on beaches, that we're being told, you know, that we can't use Asda bags. We've got to have a bag for life.
You should have had a mask for life.
Talking of bags for life, it's my 10-year wedding anniversary.
Sorry, 10 years since you got married?
10 years, yeah.
Bloody hell. God, yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you get married? What day is it?
4th of August. But we obviously it's been and gone since we recorded this. But yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay, moving on swiftly.
Your missus should get some kind of award for putting up.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. More than likely. Yeah. I think she had enough of an award.
I don't think either of us could deny. Our missus should get an award for putting up,
up with our shite, yeah. Christopher Nolan breaks down Oppenheimer with Professor Brian Cox.
I saw that. Did Matt email us that?
I don't know who emailed it. I emailed it them guys, Matt and Matt Sergio.
Someone sent it to me, but I didn't watch it. Have you watched it?
No, I can't watch it, Chris. I can't listen to that guy's voice.
Yeah, Brian Cox.
I've not watched Oppenheimer, and I won't watch Oppenheimer. And I can't listen to Brian Cockend.
I like Christopher Nolan's films, but I'm not going to watch Dunkirk and I'm not going to watch Oppenheimer.
No.
Because they're propaganda films.
I watched Dunkirk on a flight to Dubai and I had to keep taking the headphones off because it has a weird sound all the way through it. Like a droning sound all the way through. You know, like something's going to happen all the way through it. It's strange.
He makes good films. You can't deny it, you know. And I suppose if the propaganda machine's going to get anyone, they're going to get the real talent.
Well, Dunkirk and Oppenheimer don't get really that much more the machine, does it?
No. But then, you know, maybe he believes it. Maybe he's 100%.
I'm sure he does. Just like that poor guy on that yacht, that super yacht, and his wife, who's now got breakthrough divock, and he's passed away suddenly. One last one for this first hour before we close off. Jonathan Alstead emailed me something that he saw. He went to Meadowhall, which is in Sheffield, it's a shopping centre. We're in Boots, the chemist. And he noticed that the people that work in Boots now wear colleague-worn body cams. And they have a big sign up saying, colleague-worn body cams for your safety and security. Caring, sharing boots, the chemist in Meadowhall, Jonathan said. Now with robot tills as well, which not only profile your facial features, but also record your personal conversations while tracking your movements with your card usage. And if that's not enough, they're now getting so confident that they can get away with all this, they're arming their staff with body cams. It appears too that there are very welcoming entrance cameras also to capture video of passers-by who are not even in their store. I wonder how long they keep their pictures and recordings stored on their computers and who or what has access to them. The same also applies for Flannels, which used to be House of Fraser. I think it's now owned by Sports Direct guy. Meanwhile, in Huddersfield, Aldi has now stealthily installed robot tills with facial profiling cameras, just like Asda and the rest. When we pause to think, these places are nothing but shops, and for those of a certain age, a shop used to be a place where you could anonymously buy what you needed, have a friendly chat with a shopkeeper, pay by cash, and be on your way. Now, your image, voice pattern, payment behaviour, personal data is stored on the shopkeeper's computer systems. Anyone could be forgiven for thinking they were acting like surveillance arms of the Stasi. Dehumanising, bullying behaviour will continue until we wake up to their true purpose and say no. I think it means the 80 or 90% of people who don't see this. We must consider that if something does not serve the highest good of the spirit, it does not serve the highest good for humanity. Politicians and corporations working together to show their twisted love for you.
That's
not
mad,
a bad way of putting it. Yeah,
I mean, that's...
I think he put it on his Facebook page, not that I'm on Facebook, but...
But that's data collection. And
yes.
The AI we talk about, you know, artificial intelligence, it's all in the news, artificial intelligence is going to take over. It's not intelligence, is it? It's data that they've gathered is what it is. Even that, the one that creates those pictures, that's data, isn't it? It's gathered over the, and it's gathering more and more data. Therefore, it can produce these pictures. And that's, I think, what that is doing.
But
is
what are they doing with all
this reactions
data,
to looking at certain things, reactions to looking at certain shops. But also, it sounds like they're planning for a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Why is a guy in boots wearing a body cam? And like you said about the smiley face.
Yeah.
If someone's rude to you, why are they expecting everyone to get really angry and a bit fighty?
I don't know. All this data, right, is stored in massive...
I've seen fighting boots, have you?
No.
Or any reason to have a body cam?
No, over a nose trimmer. But all this data is stored in these massive data centres, right? They're huge. If anybody's ever been in a data centre, I've been in a few in my telecoms days. And they like getting into Fort
Knox.
But they like getting into Fort Knox.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to pass security and all this stuff because obviously they're hosting people's data. Yeah. But if you think about it, all these images and stuff like that have got to be stored somewhere and apparently never used, if you believe them. But what. All that energy to store all this stuff and then store it in a warehouse that's got air conditioning, because obviously the fans get hot, so they've got to keep them cool or they burn out. Massive warehouses where they've got lighting and stuff like that in them, all lights. They're obviously all using low power, but it's still using power. For what reason? What purpose? What beneficial purpose, unless it's some sort of energy drain? I'm trying to say is, if you think about it, Chris, all our data, let's just say a video like this, what we're doing now, is stored somewhere, right? What is happening with that? Are they using it for some kind of simulation? Is it? You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because is it, is 99% of it's a waste of time, isn't it?
I think it's more than that. I think it's more the foundation, that book, that Isaac Asimov. Is it Isaac Asimov? Who wrote Foundation? They made it into a TV series. I read but basically, they use computers, and Foundation was written in the 60s, I think, and they made it into an Apple TV series. And it's basically, it's a series of books, but I read the first one, and the computer can predict the future. So the guy in Foundation says, we need to leave Earth because it's going to be destroyed in, I don't know, 500 years or whatever. And I think that's what it is. It's data collection to predict the future.
But are they making the future by predicting it? You understand where I'm coming from? Because by predicting it, they're actually leading us down a road to our own demise or to humanity's demise. I mean, you just mentioned Apple there. I saw an advert that came on YouTube. It was about, you know, on Apple, they can have an app on to monitor your health. Mm. Yeah. You know, And it had, the advert is for Three, the network, and Apple. And the Apple sign turns into a little lock where you, right. you've locked all your data on your right. phone. Well, it's not on your phone. It's on an app.
Yeah.
An app is on a, in the cloud.
So the line to you.
So the line to you. It's in a data center somewhere. And it could be anywhere. It could be in whatever, Eastern Europe, China. This data, it just zipped somewhere else.
Mm.
Down a line, so it'll go from a mobile. Hang on a minute. It'll go from a mobile network, so off your mobile phone, into a data center, onto a fibre optic network, and it could be anywhere in the world within milliseconds.
Mm. But like you said, I think they're gathering this stuff, and it's not because they want to watch you or me or anyone personally.
Yeah. It's like basic, we don't do all interesting, really.
Exactly. You know? Even we're. Whatever talking concept, whatever it means nothing really, does it? Compared
well,
to
humans as a rule, we're very easy. If you think about looking after it, if you were on the top table, the committee of 300, we're very easy to look after because we want simple things, don't we? You like a nice bottle of wine. You like a nice. What we're trying to say is, everyone likes to go on holiday. I like to go out for some nice food. Whatever it is, even if it's a nice pair of shoes, or even if it's a super yacht like that guy. We're very easy to look after because if you cater for us with this materialistic shit, everybody's quiet.
But also look at it like this, fact: if you were the evil, long fingered, nailed guy rubbing your hands together at the moment,
could be a tranny,
and saying what could be a tranny. But what would you want? You'd want statistics, wouldn't you?
Yes.
If you were to make decisions for the future, you wouldn't want to know what me and you are about right now.
But how many statistics do you need, Chris?
No, but what I mean is to make the next decision for humanity's downfall, you'd want to see how many people reacted to that LGBT thing. How many people reacted to the new news that you know, the jib jabs have damaged and killed people? How many people reacted to this? You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. Statistics. But how much data do you actually need? You understand where does it? I understand why you're saying they might need it, right? But when you think about it, every day, right? I more or less
don't need it.
No, every day, everybody more or less does the same thing. So, how many times do you need to record their movements of doing the same thing before you can make a decision?
I don't think it's movements. I think it's reactions. I.e., we put a news story out that says this. What's the reaction? And you get the reactions from the comments. You get the reactions from... they can see how long you've stared at this stuff.
Yeah.
And your mental reaction is.
Yeah.
That and the compilation of all that data can therefore minority report style read the future and tell you where... Not where the individuals, like they did in that, is what he's going to do next. More what the masses are going to do next. What is... Yeah. Drones are going to do next. What we're going to do next.
But I think
how we're going to react to the next thing.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation. Anyway, to be fair, the data theft.
That's what it's about. It's not about what you're doing personally.
Well, they're stealing your thoughts, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're stealing.
And like you said before, and also on an energy draining level. Yeah. You know, by them putting out that 5 millionaires died in the submarine. I mean, me wandering around the you know, going to work or whatever. Everyone was talking about it.
Yeah.
What gives a fuck?
You actually see that more now. These stories last for a week and then they disappear. Last for a week, then disappear.
Well, look
then
at
you've
that.
Then you've got the Ukraine one buzzing around in the background.
Yeah, the big
ones. There's a constant thing. And every now and again, there's no news, right? We'll bring Ukraine or there are drone attacks somewhere or whatever. And just constantly.
Look at that. Look at that woman who died in that river. Whatever the hell happened there.
Yeah.
That was news for a month and then just boom.
Gone.
And then there's not even a conversation even though they found a bot, as to what happened to that woman.
No.
You know, you just think about these things. You think about, I'm going on a cuff here, Jack the Ripper, right? You know, where whatever 15 women died 100 years ago, but it's still talked about for a reason, whatever reason it is, probably because it was a cover-up of something or whatever. Yeah,
just like Titanic.
Titanic, classic. Before that submarine imploded, Titanic was in the news a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, John Hammer's version of the theory of the Titanic is it was a financial thing. So were they giving you a clue that was a financial thing going on then with that little submarine thing? I don't know. I don't know. I won't pretend to know, but just odd. Let's get every... I mean, imagine you've got that clout fight where you get everyone in the country commented, talking and energy draining and talking about that
trading
same
places, dollar
bullshit
bet.
Story.
Yeah. Trading places, dollar bet. They can make anything happen if they want it to happen.
Yeah.
And yet, real stories, people are keeling over and they have to come up with crap stories as to why it's got nothing to do with the jab.
That's why. But even then, it's not even talked about.
No.
The only conversation you see about it is that one saying, "Is the last layer on those conspiracy cake, etc." that's the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing.
No.
Madness. Absolute madness.
Absolutely. Anyway, we come to the end of part one. A bit longer than usual for part one. You enjoyed that. If you want to join us in part two, the Traitor's Hour, on our bullshit platform, then we'll see
you. Need to let that go, Fatty. You need to let that go.
No, I like it. It's quite funny.
Well, I hope that fella's still listening, and I'll apologise for them.
You don't have to apologise for me. I apologise for that fella.
Is he listening? I wonder if he's still listening. I wonder if he's still listening.
No, he's not commented since.
Well, you're not going to comment on a bullshit platform, eh?
I don't know. I hope so. I think he should be using that one. Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.